This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes, and of course, so you can find your next favorite artist or band. This is FUV Live Sessions with Lake Street Dive. I'm Megan Aftermath, and I'm here with host Alisa Ali at WFUV. Alisa, listeners are going to hear something a little different today. We have some songs from Lake Street Dive, but they actually weren't from our Bronx Studio A. We got the chance to sit down with the band ahead of an exclusive marquee show that they did at Racket NYC. You have talked to Lake Street Dive before. This is one of roughly a dozen shows they've done for us. What has it been like to just watch this group on the rise over the past decade?
It's so lovely because I remember when I first discovered them, and actually I discovered them through Reed Houston, our beloved program director who has since passed away. Rita came into a meeting with us, the whole staff meeting, and she said, "I'm going to book these guys for holiday cheer. No one knows about them yet, but they're really great." And she showed us a YouTube video of them doing "I Want You Back" on the streets of Boston. They went to music school together in Boston. So from the streets of Boston to the Beacon Theater, and now they're playing Madison Square Garden later this year. It's just a lovely evolution. And what was also so lovely was that when I sat down with the band, I asked them about WFUV, and they did give a shout out to Rita Houston. So it is really lovely how they have always remembered us, and they still remember Rita, as most of WFUV listeners do. And they're great friends of the station. As you mentioned, they've done a bunch of shows with us and interviews, and they always make time for us. No matter how big they get, they're never too big for their britches.
So this is an extra special session with a group that's really close to our hearts. So without further ado, what are we going to start today's session with?
We are going to get into a live version of the title track off of their new album. This is Good Together. It's Lake Street Dive on FUV Live Sessions.
I know. I'm not the first one to sweep you off your feet. Together.
you so much.
Live on WFUV from Racket NYC, Lake Street Dive. Well played, friends.
Thank you.
It is so great to see you guys again. Thank you for making some time. Let's start by making some introductions. Everyone say hello and tell me your name and what you play.
Hello, I'm James Cornelison and I play guitar.
I'm Rachel Price and I sing.
I'm Bridget Carney, I play the bass.
I'm Aki Burmese and I play piano.
Michael Calabrese on the drums.
All right. Thank you guys for those lovely introductions. And now our listeners know who's talking. So you guys have been playing music for a while now together. And I heard one of you say that at this point in time, your tastes in music are more different than they ever have been. In the beginning, what were you guys coming together on, musically speaking? What was that one band or song that you all get behind, and what are the differences now?
To start with the common ground, there was a sort of magical moment that we shared on one of our first tours together where we were putting together like a mix to listen to in the van. And this was back in the day where like there was it was pre-Spotify. So it was like you had to have downloaded tracks on your computer and then burn a CD and then put it into the car. And so we were kind of like creating this mystery mix together by like having someone throw in a song and then pass the laptop and somebody else throw in a song and you weren't looking at what was on the mix. And then we just put it on and listened to it. And there was three plays in a row of Paul Simon's Kodachrome.
Oh, nice.
So that was kind of like, it was like, I think it's going to work. I think we have something in common and it's Paul Simon's Kodachrome, except for that one fourth person, which we don't know who it was, that didn't put Paul Simon's Kodachrome on the mix.
I think I did. Did you, Bridget?
I'm pretty sure I did. I mean, I would now, that's for sure.
Right. And I think McDuck would say the same. So maybe none of us remember who didn't put it on.
Yeah, I plead the fifth here.
Did you at least, I'm going to blame you, Mike.
Okay.
Did you at least put a different Paul Simon song on there?
I probably did. Yeah, because I'm right there. I mean, I was just feeling a different tune at the moment, but I do love that song.
Fair. Okay.
And him.
All right. So that was in the beginning of your world together touring. You are now like many years into your career and you're about to start your biggest tour ever, right?
Yeah.
Your longest tour ever, including a gig at Madison Square Garden. What is touring now like?
Well, in so many ways, it's the same. You know, we have a good time. We have a lot of fun on stage. We eat chips after the show. You know, we do fun activities during the day. And the ways in which it's wildly different is we have an incredible crew that does everything for us. We have a huge semi truck that's taking our amazing set from place to place, along with all the other things that we tour with now.
How many smoke machines do you have?
Yeah, like 50. I'm going to say 55 smoke machines.
It's like four.
Yeah,
but
cool.
It's as much smoke as 50.
Yeah, it's haze. It's haze. Yeah. It's not. But but we have lasers. Like we have lasers on the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a light on the stage that we've been told we can't look directly into it will laser our eyes.
Oh,
so
my God.
That's different.
Okay, yeah. We want to be careful with that. No pyrotechnics.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So speaking of fun, you guys do have a lot of fun together. And apparently you play D&D as well.
Hello, this is Aki. We do occasionally. We have had one game of all band D&D. But we have had Bridget and I play pretty frequently with a group of musicians. And we did some writing using our D&D paraphernalia for this record.
Wait, hold on. I need to back up. So, like, who are the musicians that you play with in D&D on the regular?
Oh, I don't even know if we... Can we reveal this?
Do they wish to remain nameless? No.
Is this something that's, like, a source of embarrassment? Or can we just, like, embrace it?
I'm not embarrassed about it. Bridget?
Wes Corbett, who's the banjo player in the Sam Bush Band. The stage manager of Brandi Carlile, Tim Breitenauer. And an incredible banjo player, and two banjo players in the group, Adam Larrabee, and Nils.
Bridget, what is your character?
So my character's name is Millicent Gladwell. She is an 86-year-old human sorceress. So the story behind Millicent, aka Millie, is that I lived the life of a humble sheep farmer for most of my life. And then at the age of 84, my husband Carl and I were out tending to a sick sheep in a storm, and lightning struck both of us. And my husband Carl was tragically killed, and I was given magical powers. So at the ripe age of 80, now 86, I have a new lease on life with these magical powers, and I'm, you know, embracing also being a widow, you know?
Uh-huh. And it's hard out there, but at least you have magical powers. And Aki, what is your character, if you don't mind saying?
I'm the game runner.
Oh, you're the dungeon master.
Dungeon master, if you will.
Oh, he's so humble.
I'm very humble. I'm very... Roll a dexterity check. No, I play all the other weird characters in this universe. But I do want to say that Millicent is a storm sorcerer. And she's out there at having adventure, not only because, you know, she's 86 and has superpowers, but because her kids encouraged her to get out of the house and experience some things. So she's traveling through time and fighting monsters and dreams.
Nice. So much like Wu-Tang.
That's right.
Dungeons and Dragons and Lake Street Dive are for the children.
Enter the Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes. Enter the Dungeons and Dragons. Right. So like, why will I ask this crazy question? Well, it is because I understand that you made some dicey decisions here. Excuse the pun.
Touché.
Any dungeon master worth his weight in geldings always travels with a 20-sided dice.
More than one.
Do you really have one on you?
Oh, yeah. I have probably six or seven.
So please explain what happens with the rolling of the dice.
This came out of like a log jam of sitting all together in a room being like, all right, let's write a song right now, and not knowing where to start, and knowing that Aki always has at least one dodecahedron or Bridget now. It was dodeca? Is there like a slang term for it now? Get back to me on that. But we took turns rolling the die and came up with values for the numbers. So the first four rolls were four chords and their qualities. The fifth roll was the tempo of the song, and the sixth roll was the time signature. So we, using those, we would start jamming on those chords at that time, at that tempo, and see if we could come up with something that felt like a kind of a vamp. And then that person who rolled would take the song away for a couple hours and try to write lyrics and a melody over top of it. And Good Together was written that way. Far Gone was written that way. Walking Uphill was written that way. Maybe those are the only three that actually made it, because some of us rolled some doozies.
That's what I was going to say.
That had chords that had no place in Western harmony, and it was quite trash. Or you're like, I can only write a Radiohead song with these chords. So that's what I did, and we're not going to play it. You know, and so that's what happened.
I was wondering if some of the roles just could not be used.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
But we expected none of the roles to be usable. So three songs from an exercise that we spent 2 days doing and had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone should try it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you also, I guess, did the writing a little sooner than you normally did, because you would usually write a piece of music and then flesh it out together. But I guess you brought each other in earlier.
We have co-written in the past, but usually somebody would have a fleshed out concept, an idea, and then they would sort of pass it to somebody to finish the song, an extra verse or a bridge. So to start a song from scratch together in the room was a new experience for us. And it's cool because a lot of people write that way. I mean, I know that in places like Nashville, people are always getting together and writing rooms and just like coming up with songs on the spot. But for us, it was a new experience, and it was a lot more vulnerable than we've been with each other in the songwriting process, which is why a silly exercise like the dice roll was so helpful for us. But it got us to some really beautiful and deep places.
And we are going to listen to the fruits of your, I shouldn't say labor, because it doesn't sound like it was labor. It was the fruits of your enjoyment. This is Lake Street Dive on FUV Live Sessions with Walking Uphill.
Woo! the switch happened, picking up my clothes and putting them back in the cabinets. I don't know when I stopped crying, but now that I'm empty, I can just fill up my cup. It feels like I'm walking a mile now, but I'm on my way. I'm on my way. It feels like I'm walking a mile now, but I'm on my way. I don't know when it stopped, the sound of my phone ringing, bills on the table, the constant alarms ringing. Open my eyes, the light on the mountain, I see my way out. It feels like I'm walking uphill now, but I'm on my way. I'm on my way. It feels like I'm walking uphill now, but I'm on my way.
Lake Street Dive live here at Racket NYC. I am Alisa Ali on WFUV with the band and just chatting with them a little bit. And we were talking about Dungeons and Dragons and writing. And Bridget, I know that you took some inspiration. Some inspiration came from a lot of different places. You took some inspiration from a, was it a square dance that you went to or something like
kind
that?
Kind of, yeah. I was spending some time up in Kingston, New York, house sitting for some friends of mine and trying to write songs for the record. And it was a couple weeks before we were going to the studio. So it was kind of like the last opportunity to get more songs together. And I was mostly going away from Brooklyn where I live to get away from being social because I have a hard time not being social sometimes. So I was in seclusion in Kingston, but I happened to run into a friend who said there's a honky tonk once a week at the VFW Center and it's amazing and you have to come. So I went to this dance and it was at the VFW and it was like just a really awesome mix of people from different parts of the community. There was folks from town, there was folks coming in from the country, like all ages. And it's the kind of thing where, like, it's totally cool to just ask anyone to dance. And if you've never met them before, you can say, nice to meet you, I'm Bridget. Would you like to hug me and spin around the room for 3 minutes? And they'll say yes, for the most part. It's okay if they don't, because some people don't like dancing. But yeah, so this was just like a source of inspiration for something that I kind of been wanting to put in a song, and especially for this record that, like, the sort of theme of the record is what we call Joyful Rebellion. and finding ways of bringing people together through joy. And so this just seemed like a perfect instance of like a place where people come together and you can come in from wherever you're coming from and everybody's there to just like dance with strangers and have a good time.
That is a perfect way to describe the band and the band's joy and the band's shows. I know that you guys are very high art and you are mixing in also the bard along with some Greek mythology as well. Can anyone speak to that?
Dungeon Master is back to talk to you about Greek mythology. Yeah, I love well, this. Full disclosure, song title was Bridget's idea. She called it Prometheus and Eros, right? I happen to know a lot about Prometheus and Eros. Anyway, the whole thing, and you also came up with Unto the Breach. But I knew the context of it.
I only put that in the song because I've heard you say it a million times.
This is a revelation for me.
Wow.
And I say it too much, perhaps. It's from Henry V. It's when they're about to fight and they seem like they're going to lose. And Henry says to them, "Hey, everybody, let's fight like there's no tomorrow." Once more, there's like a wall that they have to go through, the breach. And he's like, "Don't be kind, be brave." And that's where Unto the Breach comes from. And then Prometheus and Eros, I don't know. But those just seem like two cool counter-cons. Do you want to speak to that, Bridget? Okay, well, intellect and emotion coming together.
Does anybody want to talk Macbeth?
Bridget, you're pointing at me? Macbeth. Well, yeah, I know about Macbeth. It's a very famous play.
Who doesn't know about Macbeth?
No, but is there not?
I was a part of this show called Sleep No More for a couple years.
What do you mean you were a part of it? You were in the show?
Well, I wasn't in the show, but I was a character. I had a name.
What? You are
her
a
name
character.
Was June Starling, but I sang in the speakeasy, and so I became very intimate with the story of Macbeth by watching that show night after night. But it's funny that you mentioned that because there is a veiled connection to Macbeth on this record, which is that the song Better Not Tell You began as a song in a Macbeth musical that does not exist, but Aki Bermese had initially wrote the song as the songs that the three witches sing to Macbeth. I better not tell you, because obviously he doesn't want to know the full prophecy of his death. And we better not tell you now, but we know all the things.
What a
please
bloody
write that
musical.
Immediately.
Welcome. Anyway, yeah. Well, that's an idea no for more, anyone.
Sleep No More, I think, is ending. So, like,
yeah.
Maybe you open up at the McKittrick.
Yeah, I know.
Over.
Have me back.
Yes.
June Starling.
All right. I want to get one more song, but before I go, I do want to just give a shout out to the Hunter Tones.
Heck yeah.
Please discuss the Brooklyn-based jazz band Hunter Tones.
They're just a wonderful group of musicians that play together, and their horn arrangements they're perfection. I mean, they're just exactly what you want in a pop song and a soul tune. And so when we wanted to have horns on the record, we knew that we could just call them up, have them come, play their arrangements, no notes. And that's pretty much how it went. And now they're going to be playing a lot of the shows with us.
Nice. So thanks again to Lake Street Dive for hanging with us today. Oh, and thank you so much for always making time for WFUV. You've been with us for many, many years. We've been playing your music for many, many years. May I ask what keeps you guys coming back to WFUV after all of these years?
Yeah, well, WFUV rocks for one thing, and it's just been amazing to have this relationship for a long time. Like, I think one of the first events that I remember doing for WFUV was it was like a winter event at the Beacon.
Holiday cheer.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, super thrilling, like, to be on that stage. And I think Lucinda Williams was there, Steve Earle, the Lone Bella was there, and they were kind of our age too, and just like starting out. And so yeah, it's really awesome to get put on the stage like that when you're starting out. And so that was kind of like the origins of us working with FUV, and we've just like had such good experiences with y'all over the years. Of course, shout out to our favorite DJ, Rita Houston, who, you know, passed a couple years ago, but we loved her so much. And yeah, so that's all has to do with kind of how this all began and how it's going now.
Thank you so much. This is Lake Street Dive on FUV Live Sessions with Help is on the Way.
Softer skin, harder muscle, inner peace, outer hustle. Spend my days, spend my money, trying to help myself. Help myself. Bigger dreams, smaller ego, less machines, more libido. All the ways, all the time, I'm trying to help myself. But I can't help myself, help myself, help me.
That was Lake Street Dive performing and in conversation for WFUV in New York City. A big thank you to the band for chatting with us ahead of their exclusive show at Racket NYC for WFUV marquee members. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara, David Schneerman, and Aaron Merriman. Our FUV Live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Our associate producer for this episode was Catherine Sherman. Megan Aftermath is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV Live Sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your new favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. Rate and review the show so other music lovers can find it. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm Alisa Ali, your host for this episode with Lake Street Dive.